week six, guys, when we get to the end of this week, we are just about halfway done with the 61 days. So kudos to you if you are still here and still working through with us. You're getting there. And I noticed as I was looking ahead, we're getting close to the New Testament also. So
we're getting there.
Yep. All right, so today we are day 26, and we kind of have a fun day today, I think, in Proverbs. We're doing Proverbs 1 through 3. These are always a lot of fun when we're in the wisdom literature, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Proverbs a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So I think one thing to remember about Proverbs is we have to be careful to remember that these are kind of, these are wisdom sayings. These are not laws or prophecies, and they're certainly not promises, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just common sense a lot of times. I mean, when you're reading it, there's a lot in Proverbs where you're just like, well, that makes complete sense.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like, right. Well, duh. Mm-hmm. But it's funny how much of it we don't actually follow when you start really kind of looking at it. So, yeah, Proverbs is one of my favorite. I actually got told a long time ago that Proverbs, there's 31 chapters. So it's one of those great books. Read a proverb a day, nice. Like one chapter a day.
Yeah.
Proverbs is also one of those that if you want to grow in wisdom, go to, read Proverbs. Mm-hmm. It's great. And that's the point of it. Proverbs. And we're starting to get into these books that, you know, what we've been reading before has been these collection of stories in a timeline. Now we're in books that are like themes of a book, you know, so there's not really this, oh, let's talk about this story and this book and this story. So when we start getting into Proverbs and the prophecies and all those kind of things and the wisdom, you kind of have to look at them from a broad perspective,
right.
Plus dig in specifically right. to what you're reading. So, you know, when we think about this, you know, this is written by, majority of this was written by Solomon, mm-hmm. who we remember from our other reading.
Yeah.
Ask God for wisdom. So now we're benefiting from the wisdom that God gave Solomon.
Yep.
So that's the beauty of this. It's, okay, you were the wisest man on earth. Now I get to benefit from that because you gave some of that. But it's not just Solomon. Solomon, one of the things that's awesome about Solomon is his wisdom, he actually would seek wisdom from others. So there's other sayings in this other than just his. So when we look at that and when we think about that, there's just a lot of great stuff in here. And
the overarching theme is going to be what it looks like to live in light of the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
And it kind of breaks down three kinds of people, the wise, the foolish, and the simple. And we'll see that throughout our reading. And then if you actually sat down and read through the book of Proverbs, you'd see that throughout the entire book.
Yep. And when we get to like this first three chapters, the first three chapters are kind of like the introduction of kind of laying that foundation. It makes more sense in its like the complete reading of it. When you get later into Proverbs, as anybody that's going to read on, you're going to start seeing these like little statements that kind of you have a chapter, 1 minute's talking about how you speak, the next one's going to talk about riches. It covers all these varieties, but this beginning part is laying that foundation of kind of like choosing which person you're going to be and challenging you to, you know, seek after wisdom. That's why I love, like, right off in the bat in the beginning, you know, Solomon says, you know, I'm giving you this for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding, words of insight. This is right off the bat in chapter one, you know, for acquiring a discipline and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair. So, you know, he's laying out the groundwork. He's like, hey, if you want to live this way, I'm giving it to you. Mm-hmm. Here you go. It's mm-hmm. laid out. You know, and then, you know, the thing with this also is, you know, whenever we read the Old Testament, we don't want to read into it, but at the same time, it also always is pointing us towards Christ. So in Proverbs, again, we're seeing wisdom and living a righteous life before God and how we treat people and how we approach people and kind of the perspective we have and all of that. And overall, right here in the beginning, we get that calling to us. It's basically this. There's blessings that come with living a life of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And following God, and there's curses and problems that come when we reject God, and we choose to live by our own separate mentality.
Yep.
So that's what we see right out the beginning is Solomon laying that foundation.
Yeah. I really like in verses, let's see here, 8 and 9, where it basically shows you the beauty of wisdom, that it's beautiful. And then we look later on in verse 17 and 19, and I'm in chapter 1, even the birds avoid an obvious trap.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and one of the things that I, you know, when you think about this, you brought it up about the fear of the Lord. That says that right at the beginning. Yep. He's giving this, and then chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. So you have this understanding. He's going to talk about fear of the Lord throughout Proverbs, but we have to understand, anybody that's reading that, he's not talking about a scared or that's... You're going to be in awe of God. Like, when you grow in wisdom, you're going to have a reverence for God that just increases, and it just makes you sit there. You know, our small group, we're doing the discipleship track one, and this last time we met, it was awesome. Somebody was sharing, like, I get what this is saying, but it's so far beyond me. And I said, they struggle with it, but that's the point. It should make us stop and be like, man, God, you're so awesome. And that's when we, you know, are in Proverbs. It should make us stop and be like, man, God, you are so awesome. And that's just that beginning. And the other thing that's important about when we think about wisdom is this isn't about just gaining knowledge. Knowledge is just having facts. You know, Proverbs is not about facts. It's about actually tangibly living out what's right and wrong and living out that wisdom. And that's why we see it. It's very, how are you behaving? You know, how are you controlling your tongue? How are you thinking? How are you controlling your money? How are you treating people? You know, that's what's laid out through this whole thing. So, yeah, it's just that I love Proverbs is just an amazing book. Another one of my favorite parts is you kind of go the first, you know, first few chapters is right at the beginning of chapter 2. This is marked up in my Bible, but, you know, my son, this is verse 1, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as silver and search for it as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And that's one of my favorite parts of Proverbs, because it puts it into this if, right? Like, make your choice, chase that, like, accept, trust my words, follow my commands, turn your ear towards these things, seek it out, desire it, and then you're going to understand the fear of the Lord. So that's the beauty of this, is wisdom is not something that you just all of a sudden have. You have to seek it, desire it, look for it, accept it when you hear it. And that's what he's laying out here at the beginning of Proverbs.